So I need to see if she can lose 40 pounds over the next month on her own.
If she does, I will include her for surgery.
That will give you spiritual guidance.
Exactly. Going home, I'm going to have all them temptations in front of me. And I don't know how I'm going to respond. I know I have to do something drastic.
Lady, this is really kind of almost like the end of our run. 17 years.
I can't stop making progress. I have to get the surgery. And now I'm going to have to get rid of all the temptations in the house.
Are we keeping bread or are we going bread? We're getting rid of it.
Nothing I have in the house is good for me. Get rid of just about everything that's junk food or unhealthy.
Oh, my Lord.
Hello.
It's got 18 grams of sugar in it for one cup.
I can't have
Hello.
It.
And just get rid of it.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, we can.
You want
this is the last audience
Hello.
That Sylvia and I will sit in front of.
Hello.
The
what the fuck?
Hello. Hello.
Let's get these media sources away.
Like,
media source one by. Media source two by. Media source. Media source.
No, because we're getting rid of it.
Hello. Why do I hear that fat cunt still? Hello. Jesus Christ.
Why do I hear that fat cunt still? Hello.
For fuck's sake. How do we shut off the goddamn thing?
For fuck's sake.
The thing that's live.
Shut off the goddamn thing.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The thing that's live.
Fuck. Let's see, where's my other, where's that button where you see the other pages you're fucking on? Am I even still live?
Where's that button where you see the other pages you're fucking on?
Am I
even still live?
Fuck is this? Hello.
Fuck is this?
If anybody can hear me, please post something in the comments on Facebook.
If anybody can hear me, please post something in the comments on Facebook.
Fuck meat.
If anybody can hear me, please.
Fuck meat.
Fuck meat.
Fuck meat. Hello.
Fuck meat. Hello.
Hello. Is this live?
Hello.
Yeah, it looks live. Audience, if you're not going to respond, then I don't know if I'm fucking broadcasting.
If you're not going to respond, then I don't know if I'm fucking broadcasting.
Assholes. I don't know if this fucking thing is working or not. Let's see.
I don't know if this fucking thing is working or not.
How do I shut this Christ fucking thing off? Hello? I don't want the fucking feedback.
Hello?
Settings.
I want the fucking feedback.
How do I shut off the goddamn feedback to the goddamn audio? Let's see. Channel is disabled. Audio device.
Channel is
Motherfucker. Video output is currently active.
Video output is currently active.
Push to talk. Output. Output. Recording, audio, things.
Recording, audio.
I'm going to assume nobody can hear me since nobody's responding to my query.
I'm going to assume nobody can
since
hear me.
Since you're all idiots.
Responding to my query. I'm going to assume nobody can hear you're all idiots.
Thanks. Thanks for that. Turn off my Facebook audio. How? Deborah, how?
My Facebook audio. How?
How do I do that? Is there a button that says Facebook fucking audio? How?
Is there a button that says Facebook fucking audio? How? How?
Jesus Christ. Hello? Am I still echoing?
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I still echoing?
There's a way. I know how to do this if it's Ustream producer boat, since we're using ghetto fabulous fucking shitty ass software.
Ghetto fabulous.
Fucking no.
Shitty ass software. Ghetto fabulous.
Fucking no.
Shitty ass software.
I don't want it to play the audio.
I don't want it to play the audio. Want it to play.
I don't want this to go to system audio. I want it to shut the fuck up.
I don't want this to go to system audio. I want it to shut the fuck up.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim tree. Cheryl, if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm hanging up on you. You don't Cheryl, understand the reason I'm fucking doing this is because Ustream doesn't fucking work anymore. Fucking doing this is because Ustream doesn't fucking work anymore. Now, why don't you go to the fucking psychiatrist and get your OCD fucking treated? Now, why don't you go to the fucking psychiatrist and get your OCD fucking treated? Now, why don't you go to the fucking psychiatrist and get your OCD fucking treated? Go to the fucking psychiatrist and get your OCD fucking treated. I do see the comments. Thank you. It just took you too fucking long to make them. I do see the comments. Thank you. It just took you too fucking long to make them. I do see the comments. Thank you. God, I hate all of you. Now, where's the embed? How do I shut off the fucking... This where's the embed? The production software does not seem to have a control like Ustream Producer does in order to shut off my... Control. So that it's not playing everything I'm fucking recording. So that it's not playing everything I'm fucking recording. I gotta tell Cheryl the fuck off. I could just not hear a mixer. Mixer. There's no fucking mixer. Mixer. Fucking mixer. There's no fucking mixer. Let's see. Panning. Panning. What's this? Panning. Down mix to mono. Panning. What's this? Panning tracks. Ugh, for fuck's sake. For fuck's sake. Fuck's sake. Sources. For fuck's sake. Video. Sources. Fuck's sake. Video. Sources. This is a fucking video of my fat ass. This is a fucking video of my fat ass. Is this fucking working? Well, that's working. All right, I need somebody with half a brain to contact me, because evidently nobody has a brain. Contact me, because evidently nobody has a brain. Contact me, because evidently nobody has a brain. There is an embed code for Facebook. I got the embed code before, but now I can't find it. There is an embed code for Facebook. The problem is this fucking Facebook only assigns a new embed code each time you fucking start a broadcast. But that's not the problem I'm having right now, assholes. In case you can't hear, the problem is the fucking production software, the OBS, doesn't seem to have a way to shut off the goddamn sound output. And I would like to hear Deborah tell me how to fix it, since it's her fucking idea. It's not the fucking browser. I can turn the browser off and I still have the same fucking problem.
I can turn the browser off and I still have this.
Dumbasses. Or maybe you're right. Oops. Yay. Somebody was right. Well, I hope it's still broadcasting though. Now I gotta check. Fucking hate Cheryl. God damn fucking cunts. I hate all these fucking cunts. Now I gotta turn on. I gotta remember my 12,000 page password that I always type wrong. Fucking typed it right. I'm not even calling Cheryl first. I'm calling Deborah because I hate Cheryl so much. All she wants to do is old stuff. Old stuff. Oh, let's do something old. It must be Cheryl on the phones. Ma'am, Mrs. Weinstein, somebody, Ms. Weinstein, somebody's calling. I don't know her name, but she wants to do something really old. Oh, that must be Cheryl Murkowski. Nobody else wants to do fucking old shit all the time. Nobody else. Deborah? Deborah? Deborah?
Hello?
Art, can you hear me or nicht?
Yes. What'd you do to fix it, honey?
I listened to one of the audience members. I shut off my browser.
That's what I told you, fucking whore.
But I need a browser.
Yeah, but you had a tab open with the Ustream, the Facebook going, and it was just feeding, honey.
Whatever, you're boring me, but listen.
Okay.
Can you find me the embed code so I can put it on the East Radio page? I had it the first time, but if I know how I found it.
And then, hold on.
This fucking Facebook, I love it, except for it gives you a new embed code. Every time you start a new broadcast, it gives you a new token.
And the chat will be better if you actually use it on the phone, I think, because it actually looks like a chat room.
Oh, so, but if I can get the embed code to work, we can use the old chat room, the VRC or whatever.
Well, but I think, more people would use the Facebook, but,
OBS fix infinite audio loop.
Well, no, you don't. That was it. It was the browser. That was what I was telling you, honey.
Okay, fuck off.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus is. Jesus is the.
The only one they can save.
Yeah, we know. Hallelujah. God, it's fucking hot. What am I looking for? I forgot. Oh.
I'm looking for the embed cow.
Yeah, I had it. It just, I can't remember where to get it.
Let's see. 72 people reached. See more options. Embed, here it is. I got it. Include full post.
I just want the video. I just want the video. Paste it into the holder, the Skype holder, please. God damn it.
Let's see.
So it's showing on Yeast Radio the dick page and also the N-word page.
Oh, it's perfect.
What's perfect?
Yeah, the chat and everything. You need to use the chat on the phone.
Well, that's ridiculous. People shouldn't have to watch it on the phone.
But that's the whole point. Remember, the only reason they let you do it on here is because you have a page. This isn't for normal people. It's only for the phone.
You can embed it, though.
Yeah, but this isn't for...
I want the embed code.
I sent you that embed code. Oh,
why didn't you fucking say so? Why didn't you say, Madge, I sent the goddamn embed code.
I'm saying you need to download, put the Facebook on the phone and use it for chat for the audience. Because the chat that it's using for people leaving comments is out of order. We told you like 50 million times that the audio was working.
Hold on, Cheryl. Cool. Cheryl called. I hung up on her.
Okay.
So that's normal. I got to call her back.
Oh, crap.
I'm going to yell at her. This is
We're the
be...
same person now. See, if I check...
What? Hello? Somebody zapped... Cheryl? Deborah, what happened to you? Deborah! The fuck happened? What the fuck happened? Did the whole thing fucking die? Hello? Hello? Jesus Christ. Now I gotta call the fucking testing service. Ah, there's the thing. There's the embed code. Motherfuckers. Okay, so. Update Skype again? You don't have to fucking update Skype. Oh my God, Cheryl, you're a fucking idiot. Then where's Deborah? What the fuck happened to her? How did you both crash at the same fucking time? Technology is the worst thing on earth. Jesus Christ. Deborah! Where's that fucking skull? And now you can't see anything on fucking Skype anymore? You used to have a list of the shit you can call. Test call. It better fucking work.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Oh, you think you're British? You're so fucking smart with your test call. Well, fuck you. None of this shit's working because you changed the way the fucking app works every 3 days. Asshole. Oh, you think you're British? You're so fucking smart with your test call. Well, fuck you. None of this shit's working because you changed the way the... Bitches? Hello? Hello? I can't take any of this. Hello? Hello? Nigga bitches. How come it worked with call testing service and not with you? Fine, I'll install the new one too, assholes. Fucking bitches.
I didn't change the fucking input. It worked with the test call. You guys are fucking assholes. That's the fucking problem. Look in Skype's input. I didn't fucking change. It's set to system audio. It's always set to system audio. How come it worked for fucking call testing service then, cunt? That's why it has fucking call testing service. I'm updating the goddamn shit now. Fucking dumb bitches. Well, why don't you do your own fucking show then? Fucking whores. Fucking dumb cunts. Oh, you're all set up. Yeah, thanks, Skype. Nobody uses this for any sort of necessary purpose. They just use it to jack off while we update our fucking software. That's why we use it. That's the only reason. And I'm getting a message from Walgreens. Walgreens wants me to log in again so they can find out how much I'm exercising. Fuck you, Walgreens. None of your fucking business how much I fucking exercise, you dumb cunts. Jesus, people have their nerve. They sure do. Let's see. They sure do have their nerves. Let's see if that works. So that's stuck. That's nice. That's real nice that it's stuck. That's great, too. Yeah, my conversation is all set up. Isn't that grand? Isn't that just grand? I love the beach ball. I adore the beach ball. Let's just boot out of Skype and start over. I adore your beach ball, Skype. Oh, I love it, and I love technology so much.
Oh, I love it, and I love technology.
I hear you now, you dumb bitches.
Oh, my God.
There is nothing wrong with my setup, and why do I hear a fucking echo?
Because I have the chat on since everybody's here.
Well, you know what, you dumb bitches? There was nothing wrong with my setup.
It's so nice seeing all these girls with faces.
There was, I think I got the embedding working. Test it, please. There was nothing wrong.
I like that, because they're always so nice to people to test stuff, let's say.
But it's only showing a part of the screen on the embed.
Yeah, I think...
Shut up, Cheryl, who asked
you? Lamp is right. I think this will generate a lot of donations.
Cheryl, yeah, what you don't understand is Ustream doesn't work anymore. If you haven't noticed, it cuts out every 3 seconds. And Comcast is...
Did you copy all the code on the embed?
No, I fuck you. What do you mean? No, I typed half of it. I typed half the code and then I got tired and I pressed fucking enter. What the fuck do you mean, did I type all the code?
We're going to need another poem by Rachel Kane by the end of this.
I can't wait. Can't fucking wait. Maybe I have to take... Do you see what I'm seeing? Like, it won't actually play, right?
No, it's just... I see, like... I know it's not froze because it's updating the views. 22 people.
Well, maybe I'll take off the other iframe, the part with it. With
oh,
it.
Yeah. That's
who asked you, Cheryl? I had Comcast come over. They were so useless. They're like, well, I don't know how to fix it. I'm just a contractor. Oh, now it's working, except it's still only half the screen.
If, see, the thing is, if Periscope had a key, you could just use the Twitter Periscope. Then there'd be less problem with it being banned.
Periscope does have a key, don't they?
Oh, I don't think so. But if they do, next week use that, so it's better. You know what I'm saying?
I think they'll be in next week.
So you're trying to get us all banned from Facebook, is that what it is? You're trying to get us reported on your public page?
You know what? Yes, because Facebook is stupid and so are you.
Madge.
Well, they Facebook that man getting shot. And
we're not doing anything wrong,
how
Cheryl.
How would you be able to sell, I mean, show the fact that a biohazard container was being used for cooking purposes?
We'll get to that. I'm a little too upset to talk about such things.
Why?
I'm changing the thing. For
can
the
we talk about small penis?
No.
Live stream is on Facebook now.
Okay.
I hope it this works from awful. The Yeast Radio page, the non-closed one, right? Facebook.com.
I agree, this is awful.
It's on Australia. Your public page, Charlie.
Everybody who thinks it's awful can shut the fuck up,
it's
man.
It's too public.
Everybody well, likes
Cheryl,
it.
You're
everybody
like a terrorist.
The they liked it.
You're like a terrorist. All you do is destroy.
You're like Jill Stein.
You have no positive ideas. All you do is destroy.
Your face is punchable like Jill
Stein.
Cheryl,
what do you expect? I mean, what do you suggest?
It's punchable.
You're stuck in the old, Mary.
I hate
times are changing.
I hate Jill Stein. She's a fucking retard. Fucking dumb.
I'm going to win. I got a chance, though. I could get into the debate.
Yeah, I hate vaccines. Yeah, and Monsanto. Woo, 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 woo. Voofed Monsanto. Woo, 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 voofed Monsanto. It's all I care about.
I didn't think about that. Chatterbait has a chat.
Oh,
I used to use them back in the day.
You could use that.
Okay, I think I have it set up.
Meet some new audience, maybe.
Kelly said, definitely public. My aunt was watching.
Who was Shirley watching? Mammy?
What? Shirley, she left now.
Who?
Kelly's aunt was watching.
And how the fuck should that... Why the fuck should I give a shit?
What the problem is, Madge, because
you
make people... People are on their public profile, you know, their thing, and they go to it, and then it shows all of their friends that they're watching Yeast Radio.
And then it shows
and now all
their
the shit is
going to
be up in there.
Well, you know
problem.
What? I'm glad because I'm because you know what? Hold on, listen to me. I've been doing this show for fucking how long? 11 fucking 12 almost. Shut up! I've been doing this show for 12 fucking years and nobody listens except for a handful of people because everybody's fucking ashamed of it. Well, I'm glad your goddamn communist fucking Orwellian aunt listens. I'm glad your fucking Trump motherfuckers listen to it. Everybody should listen to it. And if you're too ashamed to listen to the show, you shouldn't even be listening to it. So fuck off. I hope you share it with fucking everyone on Disney's fucking podcast.
If Trump can say stuff, why can't we?
Yeah, exactly. Trump.
Ustream Pro is only $99 per month to $999 per month.
Cheryl, you don't understand. It doesn't work. It doesn't fucking work anymore.
Deborah, does it work for you?
Yeah, but it's different. It used to not when my internet was messed up.
Mm-hmm. It didn't
work when my internet was messed up.
It doesn't handle internet properly. Now, Cheryl, Comcast has been out several times, and I've gone all the way to the top.
So
what do you suggest?
Problem.
What do you no, it's not an internet problem. It's a problem with Ustream because they don't know how to deal with shitty connections. How come Facebook can deal with it? I have zero packet loss. I'm monitoring it now when I use Facebook. It's broadcasting at 2,700 kilobits per second. There's no reason why. How come Facebook can handle that and Ustream can't? And also, Ustream throws ads out to people about every 3.5 seconds, and they've been complaining about it for years. And they make money off this shit, and I don't make anything. Explain to me, why is it better? Because you're used to it, and you're anal retentive, and you're goddamn OCD, and the whole world has to fucking pay for the fact that you can't fucking handle change.
Yeah. And why does it matter? You're on the show. You're not listening to it anyway. So get psyched.
Yeah, you're just a fucking twit. You know what? You're getting no donations from now on.
Madge, you
what cunt? What cunt, Madge? What cunt?
You got a lot of anger, man.
You're making me too angry.
Because you had to eat some of that matzo brot out of a BPA-lined...
Cheryl,
container.
I'm not
used to hold cancer syringes.
I'm not ready to discuss
cancer.
I'm not in a what's that new word where you observe everything instead of getting angry?
Adulting.
No,
you're not adulting.
There's
right
a
now.
Word for that, like when you mindfulness. I'm not mindfulness enough
you
to
like
talk about the Sharps container for food until we relax.
What do you think about the use of the word adulting as a verb?
Never heard it.
Oh, it's horrible.
What do you think about me using the word cunt to describe fucking you?
I think it's about right.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Hang on, I've given my 5,000 word password.
Yeah. But yeah, so,
I didn't fucking take it.
Take it.
Who is so disrespectful that they can't even turn off their phone sound?
Somebody that has an Android device, obviously.
No, that was an Apple
device. That was an Apple device.
Oh.
How's Natalie? Is she a bigger girl? Is she going to do show notes?
Natalie is under school for girl, janitorial, under supervision.
Who is she chicken. Under? Who is she under?
Under a bed currently with a Tyson.
Okay, so how do I read the chat room for this goddamn shit?
Go to your phone and then go to
I'm not going to work on the fucking phone. I'm not going to. You got to be kidding me.
The chat.
There's got to be another way besides the fucking phone.
No, it's made for mobile, honey.
Why don't you just go to the IRC? That's what I did.
Because
you monitor IRC, I monitor the Facebook.
I'm not monitoring anything. You're doing all of
that. You know what? Yes, that's a good idea. Monitor the shit, because I'm not going to look at my fucking phone. I'll probably end up having a fucking broadcast. And have I mentioned how much Comcast sucks ass? So the repairman basically came over and he basically told me, like, look, they know I'm not going to be able to fix it. I can't fix it. This is an infrastructure problem. So
did you record it?
No.
You should have recorded your conversation.
I can't hear you. All this lovely noise.
You're so good in retrospect, Cheryl. I love how you govern from behind.
Excuse me?
You govern from behind.
What does that mean?
It's something they say on
I can't hear you.
It's something they say on goddamn TV when they're watching the debates.
I can't hear you. I'm getting my snacks.
Okay, Zodi Dodd says, I can see the chat. I'm hanging up on you if you can't fucking shut up. I'm too angry.
Okay, hold on, I'm almost done.
Good, call me back when you're done.
No.
Oh, it's working. So yeah. Zodi Dodd.
And then you can say the little thing.
Zodi Dodd. You both hung up? Fuckers. That's weird. It disconnected both of you. Okay, so Zodi Dodd said, I can see the chat to the right of the video on my PC. Okay? So, you mean on a Mac you're not allowed to see chat?
It's not chat. That is comments.
It's the same thing.
No, it puts them out of order because it doesn't know how to handle the file structure.
How is that my fault?
That's why when you kept saying over and over, is nobody going to tell me if you hear sound? Everybody was like, yeah, but it was out of order.
That sounds like Facebook has a really great, you know.
It's made for mobile. Facebook is like.
I love how you're always apologize for the tech company.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Grandmas don't use computers. Only.
Did you see that Reagan is with vacation gays this evening?
Oh no, where did?
On vacation again? How many vacations do you get? And you get to take a sabbatical. I want that job.
It's called being white.
Privilege, money.
Rachel Cann is in the chat room. Oh, thank God. Thank God. We can begin. Rachel's here.
Whoa.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here tonight.
To say something in honor of Rachel.
So,
yeah.
All right, well, somebody figure out. I like the Facebook thing, but there's two things I hate about it. I hate having to generate a new cookie every time there's a new broadcast and change the embed code, which is bullshit. The embed code doesn't work, and you can't fucking chat. Other than that, it's wonderful.
And you can't show pussy. Oh.
If you don't stop eating, I'm going to cut you. Stop fucking eating.
Pussy.
That's not funny.
Somebody made these clips for us. Did y'all get the email?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to them. Feel free to play them.
They made me whore.
Oh, they're so good.
Play them.
Yes, I've got big hard tips. Tits. And a really tight, small
Vagina. How many fingers since you put in?
Can I read this quote from Jill Stein? Because it's so stupid. She's such a fucking idiot. Somebody's asking me, I think Rob Pickard was asking me why she's an idiot here. This is why she's a fucking idiot. Or is it this button? The reason I'm an idiot is because I can't figure out how to press speech. Hold on. Shut up, Cheryl, with your noise.
Oh.
I think there's no question that vaccines have been absolutely critical in ridding us of the scourge of many diseases, smallpox, polio, etc. So vaccines are an invaluable medication. Like any medication, they also should be, what shall we say? Approved by a regulatory board that people can trust. And I think right now, that is the problem.
Yeah.
That people do not trust the Food and Drug Administration, or even the CDC for that matter, where corporate influence in the pharmaceutical industry has a lot of influence.
Yeah.
Donations.
Yeah, look at that punchable face.
Retarded face.
Punchable.
She has a kind of face you'd see at Starbucks when there's a woman that doesn't know, like she doesn't know if she got the right amount of change. You know what I mean? Or she'll, like, order something, and then as soon as they ring it up and there's a huge line, she'll order something else.
Oh, yeah. I could see that one.
She's got she has a Starbucks punchable face.
I think I'll have that milk. No, I'll have the vanilla.
Yeah.
I'll have the vanilla. Did you already make it? Oh, you already made it.
Let me stare at the menu for an hour.
Even though you've been here every day.
Right, and a whore.
But Obama, God, you don't even want to go there. I am Mount Everest of information.
I heard a lot about Guccifer, by the way.
Guccifer
2.0, that's the person that, he's the one that released all the Hillary emails. Remember she was this crazy bitch was talking about her last time? But it's a real person. That's the person who was like... the Russian spy hacker.
Seems normal.
I watched him, Strange was on CNN this morning. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's just weird.
What was on CNN?
Juliana Strange.
Who the fuck is that?
I hate her.
The WikiLeaks girl.
Oh, Julian Assange was at what channel?
Yeah, Assange. CNN this morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See,
let me see if I can find the interview.
I always liked him, but I think he's just.
I'm thinking it's like Russia's, you know, Putin's going to be like, listen, you want me to kill you? I don't know.
I don't think it's so much a relationship between Assange and Putin. I think what it is Assange has gotten, he's insane. He's been in jail in that embassy in Britain for years now, and he's fucking pissed at Hillary, and he'll do any. He will scorch the entire earth if it means revenge on Hillary. That's why he's willing to give up. He wants Donald Trump to be president, you know, even though it'll be a disaster, just to get it back at Hillary personally. It's all a personal vendetta for him.
But what did Hillary do to him?
She put him in jail. He's convinced that she indicted him in the secret.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny. I mean, the whole thing about Hillary... like coming down on people for exposing confidential information is kind of rich with irony. I mean, you have to admit that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get Trump in there.
Yeah, Trump.
Oh, there he is. I was going to send you a picture this morning when I seen him. It's that one that looks like a drag queen.
Which one?
This one.
There's a new.
Wait, man.
There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling. You can hear it if you try.
Well, the guy left and he stole the keys to my house. Why the guy was stalking me.
A brand new morning rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me.
Even the damn cops after they assaulted me.
World's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in joy, coming in love.
Keep my pussy, Mrs. Dirt.
Do you like to have sex with retards?
Hello.
Who? I didn't play that. What clip was that?
Hello.
Madge!
Who asked about retards?
Yes, my great-grandfather was William Bradford, the first dozener of the 13 colonies.
From the Bradford Exchange?
The first dozeners.
Man.
Hmm?
Can we talk about Barb, please?
I don't understand Barb. I don't know anything about Barb.
I
see these goddamn dumbass memes. I see these people that...
I told you to watch it.
I don't watch videos on... Unless they're on the Grom. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Netflix.
Netflix?
It's a show, Strug. It's amazing.
Well, it must be amazing because everybody's zeitgeisting it to death, and it makes me not want to see it because everybody puts it as their profile icon, and everything's Barb.
There is an homage to you in that film.
Sure there is.
There is this young Jewish woman that starts out just doing normal prank phone calls with her friends in the 80s. Then she's running a podcast empire with her help from her two girl pals, Barb and Cheryl. Amazing.
Okay.
Winona Ryder. I may have embellished a few things, but... Tell her, Cheryl.
I don't know, but Difficult People, the new season, is hilarious.
I haven't watched it yet. It's
so good because there's this woman who's... you know that Rachel? Remember Rachel, the sister-in-law who's so hideous and Jewish?
Yeah.
Well, she's in it, and she has a poetry slam. She's taking a poetry class on Yiddish poetry. It's so... Oof. I got to play, actually, the ending because she does this poem, and it's Dybbuk. And then there's that little queen is in the back, and he's like talking about, you know, some bullshit. Dybbuk. He's like, oh my God, I'm going. So the show, she's going, Dybbuk. Will you shut the fuck up? Like that. Dybbuk.
Yeah, I'm thinking Stranger Things is better.
What is Stranger Things?
Oh my God. Honey. It's the TV show, honey, with Barb.
You know, I don't know if I can watch it. It's just been so overexposed in my zeitgeist. I don't know if I can handle it. Heavenly
Father, forgive us a gift.
I hate when that happens. When so many people like something, it automatically means it's probably overrated.
What? No.
You sure?
No.
You sure?
It was made for the people that liked, you know, like they like cult classics. And so you have those people that watch it because it's like a cult classic, but it's really popular. So it's sort of weird how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, made me whore.
That's a glowing review. It's so filled with amazing use of the English.
They did a CGI mod.
Okay.
You're gonna. I'm telling you, when you watch it, and it's only 8 episodes, honey, and it's filmed like a movie, and it's back to back.
What's it called?
Man, Strange. You don't have anything else to do. I mean,
I have a shitload else to do. All I do is fucking work.
When you're on your commute, you can watch it.
What? In the car?
Yeah, just you know, the East Rideau insurance policy.
Shit, my sister's password isn't working. For Hulu.
Madge, you share Netflix?
Oh, it's Hulu, dumb
bitch.
Oh, my
God.
Hulu.
Someone pays for Hulu? What?
Hulu, it's on Netflix.
Not talking about your dumb show. I don't give a shit about your Barb.
Okay.
I'm trying to watch Difficult People.
Okay. You want me to tell Hulu your sister's the new user to log in?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Come on.
Go ahead.
It's a federal crime
I'm
now.
I'm reporting her.
Report her now. She's been reported. And then you can pay more with Hulu when you don't want ads. You can pay like 15 a month instead of
that
8.
That is so shitty.
And what? You still can't watch every show without ads.
Ah, there, I got it. I got the right password now, let's see.
Oh, amazing.
We're going to watch a
Hulu show live during the show.
I hate Trevor Noah. I'm sick whenever I see his face.
God, I hate her so much.
I'm mad that I'm the girl that likes her.
Why don't they fucking fire her?
She's good.
She's fucking horrible. Awful. And she's anti-Semitic.
I like her.
Anti-Semitic. Did you see those anti-Semitic tweets she made?
What is she allergic to?
Jews. Who cares if she's anti-Semitic? She's not funny.
Well, that's
wait,
too,
anti-Semitic? Like, what do you mean? Like septic shock?
Are you still talking?
What? She's a comedian, honey. What'd she say that was so bad?
She said your mom smells.
Following is intended only for mature audiences. You were
described. Oh,
your
God. Man, you're going to get us kicked on Facebook.
Wait, no, I'm not. Because I don't think it's going to let me fast forward.
This is what you're paying for, Hulu. Oh, Rachel, not your sound divine. For audiences.
Viewer discretion advised. I can't fast forward this fucking thing.
You can get in trouble.
Oh, you can get in trouble for being fucking ugly and stupid.
No, you can get in trouble for playing that if it's for a certain audiences only.
You can also get in trouble.
PG-13, what if somebody's 12?
You can also get in trouble for fucking recording people without their permission, which we've been doing for 20 years.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I work for the NRA.
Listen, we let people know that they're on a record line.
That's true.
Yes, we're very ethical.
The following is intended
for
you. Yeah, I'm recording. You are too, honey.
You want to close my record line? Huh?
Oh, by the way, if anybody's listening, can you make a backup recording? Since if this is the first time I've used this software, it'll probably be
great. We got 32 people in the house. 33 people watching now.
I'm so annoyed with Comcast. They're just the worst company on earth. And I told them I'm going to switch, but then I called the switch.
You're doing a backup record.
Yes, I am, actually.
UVerse charges, first of all, they charge almost twice as much. Plus, you have to buy their stupid modem. And Ustream isn't as fast, but hopefully it'll work. Do you think it'll work better, Deborah? I'm not asking Cheryl, because Cheryl's an
idiot.
Wait,
what now? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was so enticed by
do you think Ustream will work better than Comcast since Ustream is DSL?
You mean UVerse, not Ustream? UVerse.
You don't know.
It depends really on how far you are from the node. I'm guessing since you're in a bigger city, that it'll actually be better. And because I'm sure it's going to be close, so I think it'll be better. But
I'm not in a big city. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. It's not a big city.
But I'm saying, though, the nodes are going to be closer, honey. It's going to be less than a mile, so I don't see why I wouldn't have a problem. If you're not signing a contract.
No, I have to sign a contract
for a year. The solution is just move.
Well, look into, there's that. Look into that.
Satellite.
Look into the contract now. Oh, yeah. The delay. Look into maybe seeing how long you have in the contract if you're not happy with service.
Well, they give you a 30-day guarantee, so.
Well, there you go.
But I don't want the credit check, because I know when you get a hard...
Oh, yeah. Put it in your mom's name.
When they do a hard credit pull, it makes your credit rating lower, and I don't want
that. Why do you care, Matt? You already have a place. What else do you need to buy with your credit?
I need good credit. I need good credit. Good credit is good to have.
It doesn't make that much of a difference.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. In her circumstance, it does. Yes,
it does matter. Like, what if I need a new car? It makes a difference in how much of an interest rate.
Man,
she's already had 70 hard pulls.
I'm not Sherry. I'm not. I'm sorry. I know you're married to a black person, so you have to buy things at Rent-A-Center, but not everybody's like that, Cheryl. Not everybody is going to...
This is the comedy podcast for new listeners.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Not everybody can live on a Rent-A-Center diet like Sheryl.
All right.
Okay.
But,
that's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is...
Rude is right.
Get it in Mama's name.
Yeah, just have Maris do it, guys.
How much of a delay is this, by the way?
It seems to be like a 7-second delay.
That's all much better than
Ustream. All you gotta do is have Maris work it out.
Oh, and you can send hearts and loveys.
Wait a minute.
Have them come over with a biohazard container with a new modem in it. Hook it up. Keep it in the container. It will get nice and warm. It will, you know, help with the signal. And maybe use a few syringes as the antennas.
Can we discuss the biohazard container now that I'm a little calmer?
Can we discuss those things only made to be burned?
Organic.
Rachel is binging. She wants pizza.
Oh, let me tell you this. I'm sorry, and then you can get on about the biohazard.
Tilapia.
But Rachel had a few bad words about tilapia, and I was so scared when you cut her out. You weren't going to talk about the fish. But, honey, tilapia's got a bad rap. It's actually really good now. It's farm-raised. It's not imported from China like it was where they were eating the poopies. And then, second of all, it's low in mercury, and it's affordable. So if you're going to, and you're supposed to have 3 servings of fish.
I like the noise coming out of your nose.
Yeah. Well, I got the gain all the way up.
Whose nose? Mine?
No, Deborah says she's going on about this fish.
Yeah.
She's emotional.
I have tilapia in the fridge. It's affordable, and it's good for you. The only thing is it's low on the omegas, so you're getting maybe like 60 grams, but if you were to do like a piece of salmon, there's like 700.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out if this chat is current that I'm watching on my phone. Will somebody please type the word N-word whore right now on the chat? N-word whore. N-word whore.
No, I can't type that. It is offensive.
Okay, type girdle whore. Nobody's typing girdle whore or N-word whore.
I told you, 7 seconds already.
It's been more than 7 seconds. You're stupid.
How long are your seconds?
Somebody posted a chicken. I see racist. Oh, there we go. Thank you, Taffy Pulls. Thank
you. Ferg.
Thank you. I'm putting heart. And I want more hearts. Please, everybody, send hearts. I was in the car today. You know what? I heard an Antivira commercial. Like something that she voiced over.
On the XM?
Yeah. Did you hear it?
I thought that was her.
I heard an Antivira commercial. What was it for? Do you remember?
It was on the CNN, though, but it was for some kind of, I think it was like a weight loss thing, wasn't it? Like one of those peons.
Ironic.
It was after the Zipa, though, and the sandals.
What channel? Yeah, was it CNN? Were you listening to CNN?
Yeah, 116. It was,
yeah.
There was Zipa, then there was 800 Cars for Kids. Zipa.
Oh, I hate that.
Cars bad for you, bad you. And then it was like, and then I was like, is that Auntie? Because then it was like, blah, 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 weight loss pills, blah, 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 blah.
Rachel is trying to get my attention in all caps. What do you want?
She wants to discuss tilapia.
We just did. Tilapia.
Tilapia.
Can we not talk about biohazard, please?
Oh, no, we want to talk about it. I want you to explain it, Cheryl, since you seem to have the most.
So my Auntie Maris.
Wait, hold on. It's Wanda Wisdom's family, not mine.
Play the video.
Oh, okay. But I'm not going to play it on holder vision. There's not much to see. Because I don't know how yet with this goddamn new Grum holder. Now I got to find the fucking thing and load my Photos app, which will probably crash the whole goddamn thing. There's a new world coming. Oh, in my vagina. Oh, I didn't even save it to my goddamn shit. What is that?
Do you want me to play the audio?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sugar,
let's.
Yeah.
Rachel, stop saying my name. I don't know what you want.
You know, Cheryl, your auntie, the younger aunt. Yeah, your auntie, the younger one. She looks just like that girl from Modern Family, the young one with the glasses.
Which one?
The Fergusons?
Yeah, the Fergusons.
Which one?
Edward and Sons?
No. My grandmother. So, my grandmother has used this container for sharps from shots to make macaroni and matzo brides. Appetizing.
Yeah.
Sasha.
Yeah.
And explain. Cheryl.
Bear modeling.
Cheryl.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your, what do you want to say?
Professional?
No.
Then you're not getting any money.
Explain to the audience what she's talking about.
What?
You were supposed to explain what was going on when so I was playing the video.
My aunt.
Wanda Wisdom's aunt.
It's my aunt, Maris.
Tanta Wisdom.
Isn't it? Isn't that right?
Tanta Wisdom.
What?
It was Tanta Wisdom.
So she's got all of these biohazard things for syringes and shit.
Mm.
And so she, because she is very cheap, very lazy. How come
she didn't use a normal mixing bowl to make the matzo brei?
Yeah.
I guess she didn't feel like doing the dishes.
So she used this thing.
That you see in bathrooms.
It's a Sharps container that they do when they, it's, you know, when they test for AIDS and they stick the AIDS, the used AIDS in a red bucket. That's the thing makes macaroni in the AIDS bucket.
The AIDS bucket.
Throw that in the plastic. AIDS bucket, dear. Dear, hand me the AIDS bucket so I can make some.
Why is your mom lots like of that?
Why is my mom what?
What's wrong with your mom?
I don't fucking know.
I want to know what's wrong with her. I mean, who does that?
See,
what inspired? Does she seem like a? Is she on Pinterest and saying, you know, things to do with your AIDS bucket?
My mom has like a bottle of soy sauce, which is actually a repurposed container of hair dye.
Yeah.
She,
oh
you know those little squirt bottles that Reagan Fox gets? Because he's the only person I know that actually does home hair dye who isn't a Jewish woman. Mm-hmm. You know how they come with, like, those little squirt bottles? She reuses it for, like, vinegar and stuff. Condiments.
Juices.
Sure.
Get you a go-gurt, honey, before you go, my grandma, I'm not taking that to school. Oh, it's got the yogurt in it. Take it, honey.
Yeah, and meanwhile, clean your hair, you know?
If
you need to get frosted or highlights, then just use this yogurt container.
Your mama.
That could be normal, I mean.
You talking about your mama?
Yeah.
How does she reuse them?
I just told you how she reuses them.
How does she fill them?
But what I meant, Madge, was does she use them for the titty scratch?
No, it's not used as an enema.
I said duty scratch.
Yeah, enema.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
So, how is all of the how's the Tanser party going there?
Which Tanser? My dad's. He's getting better. You know, they approved him.
Yes.
They approved him for the same special medication that Jimmy Carter used when he got rid of brain cancer.
Oh, he's doing really good.
I mean, he just started that yesterday, but the thing is, his health is better because when my bossy older sister was here, she figured out that he had some sort of a blood clot in his leg. Nobody knew it. The doctors didn't notice, but since my sister is a hypochondriac, she knew all the symptoms of like a blood clot, and she took him in, and he had to get one of those meshes. He had to get a mesh.
Butterfly.
Mesh.
Well, we all got mesh needs.
We ain't talking about Second Life Avatar clothing.
No, sometimes, you know, we just
what's
need
that, little girl?
Sometimes we need to have some vaginal mesh. It's not always in our vagina.
Oh, isn't it, though?
No, but I'm so glad to hear this, Madge. That's very good.
Here, I'll show you a picture that we went, my niece and I went to an art fair yesterday. I want to show you the picture, but that won't work either because nothing I do works.
Just show us on your phone.
No.
Okay.
No, I won't.
Well, then how are we going to see? Oh, you just met me and Deborah.
No, I was going to show on that, because I'm a new holder. I can do that.
You can just show them your phone.
But then it doesn't show up well.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you wouldn't know if you don't try.
Bet, get your ugly.
Can we call that? No, no.
What
no
are you, a motivational call. Speaker now, Cheryl? Are you a motivational?
I have something I wrote today I wanted to say.
Okay, we'll get to it and just chill.
I'm just saying, you know, this could just be when we call it.
I'm so annoyed that I have to work
Can
tomorrow.
We talk about McDonald's changing their iced coffee sizes?
What happened there?
The large is now the size of, like, one of those, like, those blended shake sizes. It's like the frappe size now.
What?
It's not the same. It's not the big size anymore. Yeah. I'm like, this ain't a large. It's like, yeah, it is. We changed.
I don't know that anyone else listening to this buys that crap, though, really.
Oh, but it's really good, yeah.
A frappe, but doesn't... But the last time I had something like that from McDonald's, it had that same, like, weird taste that everything artificial tastes like Dunkin' Donuts.
Every time I've eaten meat from there, you find these hard bone pieces, and you're biting down, and all of a sudden, it's just like...
Mesh.
Hurts.
Yeah, that's the mesh.
The coffee, honey.
That's the mesh. The mesh.
Coffee, honey. Okay. It
tastes like burnt plastic.
It was the mesh.
It's actually really good and consistent.
Yeah. Mm, sure. Oh, here it is. I got
Starbucks
it.
Starbucks and when you're on a go, you know.
Here, I got it. Oh, but it's scrolling. How do I make it less large?
Girls on a go.
Coffee's on sale at Walgreens, everybody.
So
well,
is mine.
Maxwell House, which I'm not a fan of. But,
oh, my God. But too it's big in ones. Warehouses.
Cheryl, Deborah, I want to know what you purchased this weekend as part of your shopping addiction.
I bought the vacuum after much deliberation. I bought the Shark. It's wonderful.
Now, you asked me to send you recommendations. Was it on that list?
Yes.
It was?
Mm-hmm. It was on the Consumer Reports.
Oh, good.
See, then said you empty it and the shit goes everywhere. So what's the point of vacuuming?
Well, not everybody. You can tell who has money to spend on bag share.
Not everybody's a fucking crazy kind.
Not expensive and they last for a long time.
Not everybody's fucked up.
The Kenmore, which was highly rated because of the bags are fucking expensive. They're like $6 a bag. I have OCD. I vacuum every day.
What the fuck?
I like to vacuum the counters. I like to vacuum inside the stove.
Is it important to have the dirt in the vacuum cleaner and not in the air?
No, because I flush mine.
What?
I don't dump it in the trash can because I don't want the dust in the kitchen. So
but
I flush
the dust
it.
Goes all over your bathroom and all
no.
over the toilet. Yes.
No, it doesn't.
And then it clogs your toilet.
Cheryl, you are really a dumb bitch.
The toilet?
Yeah.
It's all around your toilet. Have you looked
at it? If it can take a duty, it can take some
guts.
Do
you wear a mask?
No, I weighed it down.
What?
First, I'm just going to tell you what I do. So I have this thing. I ionize the air first.
What? I ionize the air?
You know, the little plug-in thing that ionizes the air. So then all the dust particles stick together. Okay, I get my water going, and I put some little bleach water in the toilet.
Bleach water?
Yeah.
And that goes in the air, and you're breathing in dust and bleach.
And I pour a little bit of, not a lot of ammonia, but just enough. Just
ammonia
enough.
Ammonia and bleach?
Just enough to remind me of the war.
Rock sign.
Just enough to remind me of the war. And then I pour it straight down.
I'm trying
to. By the time that happens, I'm so high, I don't even worry about the dust around the toilet.
I need a picture of that.
It makes it so much better.
No, he didn't, Madge.
What?
What you're asking.
What did I ask? I forgot.
You're going too far. No.
What hurts?
No.
What about your vagina smelling?
Yeah.
Do it?
Yeah.
Do it stink? Do it stink? There's a new world coming.
It just, why does it remind me of Barb hearing that song?
I'm so sick of hearing about Barb.
Barb?
Barbara.
She looks like in the women at large.
How do I just capture? Oh, display capture. Let's try that.
Watch it, honey.
Oh, I know. Oh, I got the display capture working. We have Grumhole. Yeah. We have Grumhole.
Oh, Lord.
Watch it, honey.
And
we have Grumhole.
It's like one of those live stream fails.
Back in the tent.
No, where, what's his name? Leo LaForge.
Shows the penis.
Mm-hmm. I've already done that, honey. I remember when I showed your prolap by accident that you had that you had sexted me.
You showed my vagina.
You sexted me.
Remember, right. Madge, that one time that my anus and my uterus prolapsed at the same time, and it looked like two cocks hitting each other.
Hey,
I don't remember
that.
We're
on the Facebook.
Who cares?
You have to send medical.
It's a free country. It's supposed to be.
First.
Okay.
You can't get banned from Facebook. There's no point in living if I can't. I just can't.
Okay.
Medical advisor from Dr. Cheryl McCaffrey.
Okay, we're going to watch this video because now I have Grumholder vision.
What are we watching?
This better not to be the fucking Young Turks who I hate.
Did you ever send the picture?
Hey, welcome back. I'm Brian Stelter. This is Reliable Sources.
That's the drag queen.
Days before the opening of the Democratic convention, WikiLeaks published a trove of hacked, stolen DNC emails and voice messages, indicating efforts by party officials to hinder Bernie Sanders' campaign.
Who
and
cares?
Hillary Clinton's campaign.
I don't know.
This bombshell led the DNC chairwoman to step down, but that was just the beginning of this story.
Why is there poop dripping from a Cheryl McCaskey video?
Yeah, good question.
Russian intelligence agents were behind the data breach.
He looks like an old Turk.
More DNC or Clinton-related documents in the months to come.
It's kind of boring. WikiLeaks founder. Why am I watching this? Oh, he's so ugly. Look at the duty coming out on the right. That's duty. Do you see that?
Let me show you what Hillary.
Duty dripping.
McCaskey video.
Look at that shitty green screen. It's still so green.
He's ugly.
Oh, here, I'm going to hear this.
Services, which are part of the Russian government, which is under the firm control of
Vladimir Putin. That is a shitty, boring video. Can I have something maybe that has a little bit of Simply Sarah, or maybe they're black?
You said you wanted to see. You said, he was on CNN this morning. I said, yeah.
That doesn't mean I wanted to put it on the Grum to bore everybody to death.
You told me to send you the video.
I lied.
Step it together.
Send me something better. I need to see that little Schwartzy. The one we like?
What?
You know, with the hair and the complaining all the time and the farting. The farter from Sparta.
Excuse me?
The farter! I hate slow people. I hate slow people.
What's a Sparta?
Sparta is a place where farters come from. The blow-drying dock? Vacuuming a dock? Why?
I don't know if I know. Why not? We're going to elect Trump. We might as well vacuum the duck.
That makes me sad because I had a pet duck and it got eaten.
What?
I had a pet duck and it got eaten. Can I have a better video?
That is, my God. It made me think of this horrible video some vegan girl posted the other day.
Oh, you know, you've all asked
for it. They post the worst things. I do not want to see that, okay?
Why?
Somebody fed a little puppy to an anaconda or something.
My God.
Kid you not. And there was no warning at the end. It was like, still want to eat meat? Think about your friends.
I hate fucking
vegan. That really makes me want to swamp over.
It makes me want to kill a vegan and feed it to a goddamn snake. Wait, gals, all men lost their penises here.
Okay, folks, let me just sum up. I just Skyped with Terrance Jenkins last night. I finally heard from him after a silence of 1.5 months. Around June the 21st, when Terrance was Skyping with me,
Brent
Spiner said, "Hey, yoo-hoo, Terrance, something's going on with Matthew McConaughey's penis." And what was happening was all of my men's penises were being attacked. There was a very serious malware in the computer system at Church of Gale, and it caused all the men at Church of Gale to cause them to have all sorts of penis afflictions. It was very painful. Let me just, they spent, the ordeal with the penises lasted for at least a good week in that church, like from June 21st to June 28th. They were just like, ordeal with penises. Because of Jesuit trigger programming on the Church of Gale computers, they spent a lot of time in sick bay. Matthew practically had a vagina.
This is Star Trek.
At that point.
Who practically had a vagina?
What happened was Vladimir
and it wasn't practical.
They found out that he ended up getting his bladder exploded. They had to put him in stasis where they froze him, and all sorts of things happened to him. He had heart attacks and.
Did she just hit the each random number on the predictive keyboard
and
just made a snore?
And then he judo-chopped the doctor. He felt bad about that, but this is like gut reflex with Vladimir. And he,
thank you for the happy faces.
He heroically pushed himself.
More happy faces.
Explains why the accurate pictures of Vladimir in the media made him look like he was almost dead. And he managed to fly Church of Gale down to China.
I'm going to sue her.
And on the way down, several nukes almost hit them because I guess they were going so fast, the Earth radars are not as good as Church of Gale radars, and they thought that Church of Gale was a new cocky or a nuke, and Vladimir had to outmaneuver that. And he heroically, even while his body was like thawing out from being frozen and everything, he managed to bring Church of Gale to land in China, and then he fell asleep, and then the rest of the guys.
What about my vagina?
Brett Spiner was a leader in that, and they chose to go to China because Hu Jintao is, on my marriage list. So they figured that'd be a good place to try to fix their penises.
Yeah, that that's cool.
So Hu Jintao apparently assigned some Chinese doctors to work on them. And they agreed with the doctors that they would be put under anesthesia and allow the doctors to operate on them. When they woke up, they looked down at their penises and saw this crisscross, just two crisscross bandages. And they realized that all of their penises had been surgically removed and they all had vaginas. And they were so mad. They had been asleep for 2 days for the operation when they woke up and saw that. So they spent a day looking for the Chinese doctors, and Vladimir, I believe he judo chopped them, and they got their penises back. Their penises were in excellent condition, because the reason the Chinese doctors stole the penises is because they had small ones and they wanted big ones. So they made their restored penises perfectly restored penises. Brent spent 3 days doing surgery to install the penises back on the guys. They left Matthew McConaughey's penis
not
alone.
Not the girls. So.
But the other guys had to get their penises put back on. And then after that, the next job was to fix the malware on the computers at Church of Gale. They had to ground Church of Gale for quite a while to do this. So this must have taken like around a month. And they spent a month trying to fix it. Finally, they decided a system restore was not working.
Bad.
They decided to follow my advice in one of my videos, and they completely destroyed the computers and just built them.
And to anybody that's been supporting me, I'm sorry. I love you.
Sophisticated technologically.
And also, Mr. Smiley, this is the truth I'm telling you, and this is a poem from you of July. July is a time of high and happiness with the heat. When it comes to like the trees and the green on it, the trees isn't so mean when you look at the green.
When it comes
just because it seems dark green, it isn't mean.
Like
it can seem to be beautiful in sight. I say sorry I say sorry. I'm sorry, I have a hard time putting a rhyme with sorry. But like I said, this poem, I'm going to do a green poem since I've been doing trees a lot. Trees are green, but they're not mean. The seeds come out of the seeds grow real tall out of a beautiful grass. That's in the grass. Show a lot of in the grass. That. Sorry. Let me take my time. The trees is so green. The seed grows out of the green grass, and the grass at last that the heart of the flag stand on. I take a pledge of allegiance stand of saying that I love a lot of people that watch my videos. But I gotta say I love blue because blue make me tell the truth. And blue is the color of honey and sweetness.
Melania said this. This is
when it
stolen.
Comes to the cream fetish I have, I dream of getting a fart fetish white porn. And like I said, I love all race of people.
Like I
because the number 8 and the ace of race is a beautiful world accepting all race and culture.
Excuse me.
I say this out of saying, full of July, and full of why, and full of heart. With summer hair, the sun is so deep. But true in the Jeep of Cherokee being in my blood.
Jeep of Cherokee?
But at the same time, my love for you, Smiley.
Maybe it's a character.
When I think of that name, Smiley, I think of a sun smiling down, and I think of a tree behind a green of means having me pray as a spirit.
Amen.
Smiley, and to the rest of the world that I put down, that follow me, and to my subscribers, I love y'all. You take care. And like I said, to people that subscribe to me, I thank y'all. Because like I said, I do want to get fart fetish white porn. I do. And at the same time, I love all race of people. But at the same time, like I said, when it comes to the dream of the cream, it's a sweet, deep Jeep.
Cherokee.
A deep Cherokee in my bloodstream of a Native American of the lasagna cream.
Lasagna?
And when it comes to the bear tree of black and brown.
What is he talking about, man?
It's down to the ground, because the ground has strength.
I think he's...
Y'all take care. And Mr. Smiley, right. I accept your apology.
I'm a Rockdown fan's fucking demo.
Cherokee. Maria demo.
Jeep Cherokee.
I like people. Maria demo.
Who?
Maria demo.
Who's that?
Rockin' Mathens.
This song, Tim McGraw's song, Indian Outlaw, is so racist.
Rockin' Mathis.
James Matheson? I mean,
Tim McGraw.
Name? Jason Matheson?
The song. I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's one of a kind.
That's me to end the call.
What?
I'm in charge of this conversation.
All my friends call me Bear Claw.
I'm not watching that meth party again. We just watched it during the last one.
Donations.
Cheryl, were you not watching the video? Because I was playing that on the screen.
No.
You're stupid. It's not that I mean call Phil.
I was getting a cookie.
I'm not seeing the... Did you add the number?
I did, and then... Well, it asked me to add it.
What? You can't add it if I'm the one hosting the call, I think,
well,
right?
Well, it said if you add this, blah, 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 and then I added it.
Well, why don't you give me the number? It's not letting me it's add anyone.
I think Cheryl's the house.
Listen, it's just me.
Yeah, Cheryl is the house.
Oh, well, then I have to hang up and call you back. Yeah. Bye. Fucking cunts. She had to be the host. Fucking cunt. She had to be the host. Fucking bitches. I'm going to call Deborah first out of courtesy to hating Cheryl. Hello?
Hello.
Fucking bitches.
She must have, when you called her, she added you to us. Well, we were already talking. That's what it was.
Let's see if it lets me add Phil.
No.
I thought Phil blocked us.
You can find me in my wigwam.
There we go.
On my tom-tom. Pull out the pipe and smoke the sun.
Cherokee.
Okay. It's so racist.
Cherokee. Jeep.
How about my answer? I thought about this all day. It's going to be...
She's sleeping in her home.
Hello? Hello?
Your call has been forwarded
to
the message system.
Madge!
Gene Budzinski.
He'll call. No abortion.
He loves us, though. He's going to answer. Let me try again.
Abortion. Thought about this idea all day.
Is he going to get aborted?
Yeah, we got to call him, though.
Why don't you call?
Someone tell Reagan we're doing calls now, so they should come
oh,
back.
Oh, fuck Reagan. He can come on whenever he wants to. I'm not... He doesn't get a special alarm.
Yeah, but she gives donations.
Yeah, right.
Matt, listen. The thing is...
I can't find Phil's number now.
Well, that's too bad. That's
yeah.
Not good.
Oops.
I guess I'll have to call someone else. Like, maybe we can call a certain...
They don't answer anymore, but I'll try.
About whether...
Service.
BPA free. If they don't know organic.
Shocking.
Hi, you've reached the helpline. How can I help you?
Oh, I'm so glad you answered, honey. I have been thinking about this all day. I'm trying to find out if it's normal, because I have a baby. And is it normal if I wanted to, like, say if I wanted to, you know who Donald Trump is?
I do.
And he picked Mike Pence.
I'm sorry?
The Vice President Mike Pence from Indiana.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking, and I was learning to call because I'm pregnant, would it be normal, good for me, but normal if I was to, like, suck off Mike Pence while holding a bald eagle? And a rendition of America the Beautiful while holding the American flag.
Well, that didn't work so well.
Yeah, that was a good one, though.
I thought it would be better. I thought about it all the
time. You made Kayla hang up. You can't. I mean, she's the one who does it with the Doge. You know, you really hit it.
But I'm going to be holding a ball of eagle while I do it.
Well, that does make it okay.
Patreon.
Here, I have a number for us to call. It's a new one.
And I have a new one, too.
Okay, but I need you to do good with this.
How's that we think to me?
Can we call this Stericycle Company?
Yeah, skip a bit after.
And I got this one for you, too, to book your vacation.
Thanks for calling Hollywood Laundry. For hours and directions,
they're
press
open.
1. For information about Fluff and Fold service,
fluff
press
4.
For information about Fluff and Fold delivery
fluff
service, press 3. For self-service pricing, press 4. To check if your Fluff and Fold order is complete, we provide Fluff and Fold service at $1.25 per pound for a minimum of 10 pounds. Orders are completed within 8 to 24 hours. We offer express service at $1.75 per pound for a minimum of 10 pounds, and orders are completed within 4 to 6 hours.
Like we want a person, not a machine.
Press 9 to go back to the main. Thanks for calling Hollywood Laundry. For hours and directions,
invalid extension.
Thanks for calling Hollywood Laundry. For hours and directions, press 1.
The operator,
for information
press 0.
About Fluff and Fold service, press 2. For information about Fluff and Fold delivery service, press 3. For self-service pricing, press 4.
Hold on, I'm trying different laundry. Hello?
Didn't I do this on my ground? There were some good calls.
Oh, no. Carrie Laundry's just closed, motherfucker.
What? What, I'm asking what now?
Your brooch. Madeline Albright brooch.
Okay.
Shaped like an eagle.
Yeah. Was this vetted?
Cheryl, did you watch the convention?
No.
No?
No.
Why she not? Broke into the dance thing.
Are you like Watergate?
No.
Yeah, you are. You're like her.
Oh, there was a spider.
Sat down beside her. Curtain
yeah.
Way.
Well, her girdle.
Curtain Way with a girdle? What?
Stirring.
Hmm? Laundry disaster.
Excuse me?
This is for laundry disaster.
What number are you calling, Cheryl?
Terry Laundry.
But which one out of these?
They're
these,
closed.
This website you posted.
Terry Laundry.
Hello? Where'd they hang up?
Hello?
You wanted the biohazardous, Cheryl? 24/7 response. Which one of these numbers?
Give me any goddamn number.
Oh, here, use this one. She can pick her number that she wants. There's like fucking 30 numbers on this page.
What's the audience doing? Anything useful?
Let's see. Judy on the coupon.
Should we call Soul Cycle and ask if we can get married there with IVs?
Man.
What?
Shit. Too far.
Too far.
You thought I went too far.
What are you talking about?
Too far.
Who went too far?
Man.
I think we need to do hydration IVs. We don't have cancer.
Why can't you just drink
fucking
water?
Welcome to Sandals Resorts. Welcome to the Caribbean.
Ooh.
Thank you for calling the Caribbean's only luxury-included vacation. Please listen carefully, as our menu options have recently changed.
Change.
If you're a travel agent or tour operator, please press 1. If you know your party's extension, please press 4, followed by the 4 number. Please be aware that your call may be monitored or for training and quality assurance purposes.
These bitches.
If you are a Sandals Select member, press 1. Otherwise, please stay on the line.
God damn Sandals Select.
Thank you for calling Sandals Resorts, where love is all you need. You're speaking to January. Please be advised that this call may be monitored and recorded. How may I assist you today?
Yes, darling. This is La River Becca Doodle.
How can I assist you today?
Darling, hold on 1 second, darling.
What the fuck? I don't fucking know. Why didn't you, what are you doing?
I thought Cheryl was doing. Then she tells me she doesn't want me to be Loriva Beckendoodle. She wants
her to be
gay man. Then
well, you know what?
Deborah.
Don't listen to her. You have a person on the phone. You don't just stop talking. We finally get somebody on the phone, and you're just like, hold on, darling. This is Norma Beckendoodle hyphen.
No, that's good. Norma.
With your 7 Norma. Names.
This is Norma Bates, darling.
Norma.
Call her back. I'll be Baby Jane.
Okay.
No. Be yourself.
Well, I'll be Baby Jane.
I'm bored.
What's her name?
I'm bored, BTW. BTW.
Right. That voice is too fake. How dare you?
Yeah, it is very fake.
Be Reagan Fox.
I had like 30 different...
What?
She answered. Okay.
Oh, that was Phil.
Oh, what line?
I need you to get on a call so I can get up and have a snack.
Call, call the hotel bank. That'll be a good one. If Sharon doesn't ruin it,
Mrs. Doubtfire or whatever the hell you're doing.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
That was like a Hollywood.
They're calling, shut up.
It was a faggot.
This is for Deborah. This is for Deborah. Jesus Christ.
Truck stop ministry prayer line is Chaplain John.
Yes, darling. This is Harris Shoney Doubtfire, darling. I was calling for some prayer.
You calling for what? Prayer?
Yes, we're over here from the United Kingdom, darling, delivering Bibles.
Okay. Your name's Shirley?
How was Shirley Doubtfire, darling?
Okay.
Shirley Bennett, darling, my mother.
I'm oh, in Shirley. Okay.
Yes, darling.
Yes.
Her cumber, okay. Darling.
Yeah. All right.
Her cumber fracturing, darling. I was calling because we have found out that my mother's maid is practicing Wiccan in the house.
Okay.
And my maid just said a word. Her name is Hakuba, darling. I'm sorry, darling. You've currently called and I am cleaning out squash and stuff, darling. Hakuba, darling. I'm sorry, darling. Oh, Lord, darling. God? Darling, are you ready for my prayer, darling?
Pray.
I'm here legally, darling. Darling, I'm from the United Kingdom. I'm here legally. Darling.
You gotta pray together.
Reagan thinks your voice sounds fake.
It does, son.
You see, on the phone, we gotta pray with her. We gotta pray with her.
Can we get back into this orgy? Your prayer line didn't work, so we're gonna have to continue the orgy.
Okay.
Ooh,
me,
ooh,
me,
ooh.
Me, me, me.
Voofed, voofed, suck it. Oh, yeah. Mm,
this is it. Letista Clairvoyant.
She's gone. You failed her.
Letista Clairvoyant.
Yes, darling. Clairvoyant, darling. Scottish Isles, darling. One lump or two, darling.
It's the fakest voice.
Can you say your name is Gerta Blomquist?
You're an old Christian woman.
Okay, call back and we'll do the hotel.
Welcome to Sandals Resorts. Welcome to the Caribbean. Thank you for calling the Caribbean's only luxury included vacation. Please listen carefully as our menu options have recently changed. If you're a travel agent or tour operator, please be aware that your call may be monitored or recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. If you are a Sandals Select member, press 1.
Ask if they have Crocs.
Okay.
Or just sandals.
Thank you for calling Sandals. Your love is all you need. You are speaking with Casper. Please be advised that calls may be more instead of recorded. How's it going to fit you today?
That's funny. Hi, honey. I'm Clara, Clairvoyant. And I was calling Casper.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. Bad connection. I was calling about the vacation I had seen the advert for. My name's Clara Vaughn.
All right, Clara.
And I was kind of confused. Is this affiliated with like Crocs?
If it's affiliated with Crocs,
like the sandal maker.
Oh no.
Oh, because I was so confused because it says 1-800-GO-SANDALS. And I was like, well, I wear Birkenstocks. Lesbians, you know what I'm saying? We have like those meetings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hairy toes and stuff like that, honey. Normal.
No, the Sandals Resorts are actually, they're going to be in the Caribbean. So all of our resorts.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a vacation with just me and the girls. So I was kind of looking to see, what was out there, something for me. This whole mess with the DNC's really just got me wanting to get away for a month. Nervous. I don't want to go too far. The sandal place, I mean, is that some place with web feet? Is that like those people that have that? Miss Clara.
Yeah, I'm not hearing you too clearly, so could you tell me again? Sorry about that.
Okay, so what I'm basically saying is I'm calling, and I need information.
Okay, I can assist you with that.
Okay, so I'm telling you I want a vacation, so where do we go from here?
Okay, well, tell me what you're looking into, like the dates of travel and everything like that. What you're looking to enjoy on vacation, and then okay. I can help you. I can help you figure something out.
Rolodex. Okay, I got the Rolodex. Okay, I'd like to go on a vacation in August.
In August,
I'm sorry, September.
September, all right. And what dates in September are we looking at?
Let's do the 2nd to the 30th. Is that too far?
The 2nd to...
I'm sorry, I'm nursing my baby, so sorry about that noise.
No problem. So you said September 2nd to the 30th?
Yeah.
Okay, that's 3-0, right?
Yes.
Okay, no problem.
Can I just swap you over to this one, baby? Well, now I'm sorry.
Okay, so September 2nd to the 30th, right?
Shame, nurse anywhere. Yes.
3-0?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and did you have a particular property in mind?
Well, I was thinking about going to Nice, but maybe not. The Sandals, can you tell me about that?
Well, Sandals is an all-inclusive property. It's a brand, right? So 15 different countries, 15 different resorts.
Oh, let me put my baby down. It's a little too noisy. Okay, I'm sorry. Let Mama's on the phone. Sir, if you hold on 1 second. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Hold on 1 second.
No problem.
Oh, come on now, spit it out for Mama. Just had a little puppy. Had a little puppy. That's all it is. Now Mama set you down now. Go play with your binky. Mama makes us on vacation. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Obviously, I'm wanting to get away from the kids. They're going to stay with the nanny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, what resort are you looking into? Like, because what I was saying is, Sandals, we have 15 different resorts in 6 different countries, right? So, just to give you an idea, we have 7 in Jamaica, 3 in St. Lucia.
That is loaded.
The Bahamas. Yeah. 1 in Grenada, 1 in Antigua, and also 1 in Barbados.
Oh, honey. You know, I like the black man, so. You know what I mean, honey?
Mm-hmm. So which one were you looking into particularly?
Oh, I heard her say, what? Oh, it's all right. I don't mind. I voted for Obama twice, honey. You know what I mean? So, Barbados.
Barbados? All right.
BBC. So-
And what kind of, what were you looking to be enjoying most on the vacation? What would you like to enjoy?
I like the beach. I we went one time, me and my girls, going for girls, Natalie. We had went to like the red light district in one of them places for one of those back alley massages at the Waffle House. So we get like the massages. I like places that have like the liquor. And the hookers, where you smoke from the pipe, that was fun. I like to mingle. I like going to the dance clubs and dancing. Even though I'm a mature woman to woman. And I like, is there a Red Lobster?
Okay, so more or less looking for something very upbeat, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. All right, so let me see what I can do for you, right?
Now, there's no big banks in Barbados.
Big banks?
Yeah.
No
big banks. Okay.
Yeah,
trying to get as far away as I can from Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, well, let me see what I can do, and I'll be back with you very shortly.
And Christian Society.
If it's?
Christian. Just in case, in case it asks. I'm a Christian.
Okay, no problem. It's well, not going like that.
Okay.
All right, so just hold the line for me, okay?
Take me, Barbados.
Deborah, ask him if he has a big uncut goodie.
Come.
Big fat uncut goodie.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to do the money soon. Where is Barbados? I don't know.
I shot the sheriff.
Yeah, ask about Zika.
Ask about what? Zika?
Yeah.
They have it here. I think I have the Zika.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, you do. Miami. Thanks.
I got a shrunken head. You like that?
Yeah.
You like my shrunken head?
I like what Nate said.
What Nate say?
Nate said, do they have insurance if you're raped by the neighbors?
What do you think about the baby?
That was a mess.
The baby was oddly shaped.
Praise Zika.
Hello?
Praise him. Praise God. I'm sorry. I'm doing a little prayer. Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for holding for me. All right. So where would you be flying from?
I'd hold you if I could. You know what I mean? Probably from, West Bank, New Jersey. So...
Okay, so West Bank, New Jersey, that's where you're flying from?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So we're going to look into be going, well, Barbados, right? Let me see if I can get something here for
you. Is there insurance, like, if you were to get, I've seen on the news, a lot of women, when they go on vacation, like, they get held ransom, like, in other places. Is there insurance for that, where they pay ransom if you get raped by the natives?
All right, just repeat that for me again. I wasn't hearing you too clearly.
The travel place have insurance for if you get, like, hostile, or pay ransom money, or raped by the natives?
I'm not that I know of, quite honest.
Oh, okay, I'll let the states handle that. So what you got for me, baby? What you got for me?
Because it's the Caribbean, so when it comes to that, you don't have anything like that to worry about, right?
Yeah, true on that.
All right.
If that ever happens, then Natalie Wood, anyone?
Nah, you're going to be fine when you're here, man. When it comes to that, you have nothing to worry about.
Your voice is so sexy to me.
All right. I didn't hear that. Tell me again.
I said your voice is so sexy to me. Are you from the Caribbean?
Yes, I am. I'm actually Grenadian.
Oh, God. Whew. You got long hair, honey, like the dreads?
No, not quite. It's not that long.
Oh, it's so sexy to me.
All right, so let me see where we can get in for Barbados, right? And you said New Jersey, right?
Yes, yeah,
Like which airport is going to be closer for you? Is it Atlantic City or New York?
Atlantic City. Honey, if you ever fly, Trump International Airport, honey. Atlantic City?
All right, no problem.
I'm a full citizen, honey. Daughter of the Revolution.
Uh-huh. All right, you want to tell me a little about that then?
Yeah.
All right.
So, 32B, baby?
I'm sorry, tell me again.
You said
the connection is just going and coming.
55, 32B.
Oh, no,
I'm not ready for that one yet.
When you get set up, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Right,
so how many nights you're looking at staying, you know, staying for at the property? 7 nights?
14 and 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks. So let's see what we can get. And let's say, well, I know you did mention the beach, right? What kind of views and so forth are you looking at from the room? What kind of view would you like to have?
Not the Sherry Shepherd one, but, like the ocean. Mm-hmm. My spirit guide's always to my left, so probably, to the ocean.
The ocean? All right, nice. Yeah. So let's see what we can get here for you. And how about room service, having a mini bar in the room? Any additional charge? No additional charge for that, actually.
Must. I love alcohol, honey. Loose woman. All right.
Okay, so you need RS. We're going to have the mini bar there for you. Yes. Well, let me see what I have available. Let's see. Just going through my listings here for you.
California King bed, if you have one, baby.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a couple's resort, so all the rooms are going to be giving you a king size bed. It's going to be two persons to your room.
Now, does each room have a Bible in the room?
No, they don't have any Bibles in them.
Okay. Shaka Khan?
Well, no. Actually, come to think of it, all the rooms has a Bible in the drawer.
Okay, good. I use it for protection.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be fine when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm looking at a room here. Let's see, this one is definitely going to be giving us a mini bar in terms of views.
We have a mini bar, right?
Let me see if I can get you one here with a view from the ocean.
Yeah. Now, is it okay for me to leave the blinds up when I'm new?
To leave the...
windows and stuff up. I like to, be loose in my own skin and stuff.
Well, it's going to be fine. Once you have the windows, you can, afford to leave it open if you want to.
Okay. Oh,
all right. Let's see.
You know, somebody said that in Barbados, I was just Googling some history, they have fingering poles. Now, is that like a certain time that happens?
If there is, tell me again.
They have fingering poles.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not too familiar with that.
Is that any time?
It's not something that I know of. It's not something that I'm familiar with over there.
Oh, my God, your voice.
Mm-hmm.
For the accommodations in the hotel for food, so like a built-in Shoney restaurant in America.
Yeah, restaurants, you got restaurants and bars, entertainment, and all of that is going to be all inclusive for you. Okay. So you're not
restaurant. Rest after it,
Well, it's no additional charge for the restaurants and stuff like that. So you can, drink as much as you want, eat as much as you want, everything is going to be fine.
I don't know if I'd want to eat a lot of food, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you're definitely going to have a lot of food because we have a lot of dining options over there.
Yeah. They used to call me Betty Hot Dog in high school, so, what I mean? Yeah, they used to make me see how far I could take it in my mouth.
All right, no problem, man. So let me see what I can get here in terms of room.
And
a
Betty Hot Dog. Yeah, go ahead. Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, in terms of the room, let's see. It's the beachfront club level suite, right? That's the name of the room, which means you're going to be directly at the front of the beach with a beautiful ocean view from your balcony, right?
Yeah. Long as it's alcohol.
Well, yeah, because this room will be giving you the mini bar in it, so you will have
to. And they like the airport. They don't shut you off, do they? Since I'm not driving nowhere?
No. They're not going to shut you off. The only time we're probably going to cut you off in liquor from the bar is if you're stumbling back to your room.
Because I can't. Another thing is I cannot fly on, Mid-Atlantic Airlines. Because there was an incident. there was an incident with the mini hot dogs. Mm-hmm. And the lady was like, you know, I got a mini hot dog, Betsy Johnson, jet black. How many could I fit in the hole? You guess how many I got.
How many did you get?
Like 5 of them.
Oh, wow. All right. So, well, one thing that we would need for travel, there will be a passport. So, do you have that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because you will need a passport for travel, right?
Yes.
Now, in terms of the room, as I said, you will get the minibar, everything in it. Now, the price of it is going to be...
Now, is there a safety password when I get off the plane for my driver? I'd like my password to be like, cunts, something like that. So I'm just crazy because I've read that things can happen over there and you get held hostage. So my password's going to be my wet, hot cunt or something like that.
Well, no, you're going to be fine. I mean, if I'm hearing you clearly, you did say something about the hostage, right? Could you repeat that for me?
Yeah, state to state.
All right, tell me again because the connection just came and went.
I was just saying about the hostages and stuff. They say like they will hostage you and you have to have a password.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, like I'm a woman and me being, you know, my breast is being 32B and a younger woman and stuff. Like, you know, more willing to like sex slave or trade or something, Oprah saying.
Okay, well, as I said, no, once you're here, you don't have that to worry about. You're going to be fine.
I mean, I want to get fucked, just not by the rain.
Well, no, you're going to be fine.
I mean, does it matter how many men I invite back to the hotel?
Well, no, the thing is, you wouldn't be able to bring any men back to the hotel.
Really?
Yeah, if you have to bring, because it's a couple's resort, so you wouldn't be coming for yourself because you don't do single occupancy.
Well, yeah, but I wanted, you know, but I'm, you know, a cuckold.
Oh, I didn't hear the last thing. Tell me again.
You know, well, I can, you know, suck off the guys and stuff. Well, we're going to do that in public.
All right. Well, no, the thing is, we still wouldn't be able to do it, all right?
Well, I don't understand. It's my bed. Where do I go to get the loads and stuff?
Well, no, it's just for, you see, that's just the policy of the hotel. The thing is, if you're coming, then you come with a traveling partner, but...
Yeah, but you see...
Well, anybody that has to come to the resort...
I don't
want
to sound racist, but he's white. He just likes to watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, anybody that has to come to the resort will have to actually purchase a day pass.
Okay, so, what if... Let's just say I ordered a pizza. Mm-hmm. How would it get to my room?
Mm-hmm. I'm here. Yeah, I'm listening.
So if I order a pizza, who delivers it?
No, if you get the pizza, then you have to go get it because you're going to be ordering the pizza from. Well, we have pizzerias on resort, so it's not that anybody's going to be bringing it.
Oh, so this is sort of like a fascist one. It's like basically I'm going to North Korea, basically, what you're saying. Everything's pizza's from the state.
Well, no, we have different resorts.
Let's just get real, okay? We're going to be woman to woman with you, okay? First of all, retards eat cake. Second of all, if I was to give you my Skype, you know, could we see each other, woman to woman?
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, let me just put you...
Like, what do you look like?
Ahead. What is...
Like, what do you look like? I'm 5'5", 32B, I'm tan, I have short black hair, blue eyes, 122 pounds.
All right, well, that kind of information I wouldn't be able to give you over the phone.
Okay, so how would we get it?
Based on policy-wise, I wouldn't be able to do that. But let me see what will work for you. Okay. Let me just put you in a very brief hold, okay?
Work it out. Okay. Da 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 da.
Real pants.
Every day and every night
we'll be together. With the roof right over our heads. Time to get money split. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Cheryl, just start counting now while we're on hold. Are you ready? Start counting now, Cheryl. Ready?
No, Deborah needs to sing it.
But we'll stop when she gets off hold.
I want to know.
Ready?
Hold on.
I've been holding on. Ready?
No, it's frozen.
Are you on Sycamore, that new... Oh, wait. Is it called Sycamore?
Got to know now.
Ready? Cheryl, are you ready?
Yeah.
Brian plays 15. Grab a wasabi. 30. I swear I already split these. Because he said...
Oh, God.
He said...
Huh?
Didn't I already read this? His comment, it says, motherfucker.
Up my dingle bam.
Wait a second. I start over.
Is this love that I'm feeling?
Oh, sorry. Start over, Cheryl. I read you something too early. Did you do over? Joshua V, $20. That's the first one. Gareth, $5. Luke T, $15. Connor K, $50.
Just hang up on it.
Auntie.
He's probably never coming back anyway.
Auntie O, $5. David M, $5. Jeff S, $10. Bradley R, $5. Daniel K, $5. Sarah L, $9.99. Luke T, $10. You little bitch trolls from hell was his comment. And lastly, Kelly S, 15.
I think we've had whatever happened to Anonymous, etc.
I didn't see anything from her.
Oh, Lord.
Not since last time.
She given up on us.
Well, maybe... Oh, he gave on the 17th, but we last dispersed on the 17th, so it was after that.
Hey, well, what about the woman Anonymous?
There is no woman Anonymous.
Oh, I thought that Edith was Anonymous.
Last donation I have from her is on the 17th.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
I guess she don't like us.
No, she doesn't like you.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the total?
I believe it's $517.
What's the real total, honey, name?
That's what it is. Oh, divided by 10.
What is it?
$51.66.
51 cities, sir?
Yeah.
Break up the big banks. Break them up. Cheryl, you need to send me your address privately so I can give you the Yeast Radio Company card.
No, I didn't give you permission.
I signed up for $30,000.
No.
What?
And we get company cars, too.
5166, right?
Company car.
Yeah, we get company car, company car.
Chevy Volt.
Madge! You weren't supposed to say that.
I thought you had a...
It's not... It's a... Aftermarket electric Cinnamon.
I thought you had a Buick, whatever the fuck.
It's an aftermarket electric Zimmerman.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Did I tell you somebody in my building got one, even though we don't have anything to plug it into?
Yeah, you told me.
Can you believe that, Cheryl? He bought an electric car, but they don't have anything to plug it into in this complex. Because who does that?
Well, it's going to be going to the Whole Foods a lot.
Okay, did you both get your money?
Yes.
So we did a Facebook Grum and noticed that it didn't crash even though I'm using Comcast.
And we had a lot of viewers in the beginning.
A lot of those emails to be released. And we know that Donald Trump has
shown keeps it real.
A very troubling willingness to back up Putin.
So are you suggesting that Putin would rather see him as president than you?
Well, I'm not going to jump to that conclusion, but I think laying out the facts raises serious issues about Russian interference.
Can I tell you about this election?
Go ahead, honey.
I don't give a shit.
Why?
Well, you did in the beginning.
I don't give a shit.
I do.
Me too.
I don't give a shit. You know why? Because I'm old. And you know what? I survived Bush, and I survived Reagan. And as bad as Trump is, I don't think he's...
Reagan is pretty bad with his dog posts and all that, and vacation gays.
I wouldn't have voted for her, not that Reagan.
But the point is this, honey.
My point is that I lived through Bush, and honestly...
Yeah, but Bush
I can't imagine that he'll be worse than Bush.
But the thing is, you're comparing it to apples... And orangutans, honey, because...
No, I'm comparing monkeys to orangutans.
No, the point is this, and the point is this.
You're though. Too young. Bush was a fucking idiot. He was completely unqualified, and he wasn't even smart.
He was still a kid, and they...
He brought us to war for no reason.
But
he went...
the point is...
He
is,
ruined
yes,
the country
yes,
for 20 years.
I understand
years.
What you're saying, but see, he was a kid. His feet didn't touch the pedals. Donald Trump's feet touches the wheels, the pedals, and the nukes.
Okay.
It's different than being incompetent than actually knowing what you're doing you want to do it.
Who advised her? She said she was ill-advised. Who advised her?
What are you talking about? Oh, my mic just fell off.
You talking about her email?
Talking about what's her name? Ginsburg. She needs to resign. Who advised her?
Poor Ginsy. You know, I love her, but what a dumb bitch. Why didn't she retire when she had plenty of time for Obama to replace her 2 years ago?
Who
the fuck was she thinking? Why couldn't she have retired earlier? Notorious RBG.
Why didn't you retire, Madge?
Trying to fix my lamp.
My wrong me.
Fell off the
professional. But I like
this. My point is just this. I just don't care. If people want to vote for Jill Stein because she looks retarded, go the fuck right ahead. You know what? I don't care. I'm going to be dead soon. I'm old.
Well, I mean, I don't care in the sense that if somebody wants to be that blindsided, then go ahead. But, I mean, I'm not going to say you can't criticize Hillary because obviously she wasn't my first choice. Obviously there's problems, but I don't think it's as bad as what everybody makes. They make her out to seem like she's some supervillain.
I don't understand why people don't trust her. She did, as far as I know, they're always complaining about two things. The emails and the Bridgewater. What's it called? Benghazi. That's it.
Well, they also say the other thing, too.
A Whitewater, but that's been debunked here for 20 million times. But the thing is, like, if all she did was two things wrong in her 40-year career, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And besides, she only killed four people in Benghazi. How many people did Bush kill? See, Bush was really a dangerous president because he was completely incompetent. All right.
Exactly what I said. Donald Trump is not. There's a difference.
He's very competent.
Yes, he knows what he wants to do. He knows what he's doing in the print. It's not like he just says all this stuff because he knows. I mean, he's just stupid.
He just wants to brand America as Trump.
Yes, and he wants to sell us to the Russians.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
I hate Julian Assange, so I'm mad at him.
Russian?
Julian Assange. I think he's totally doing this for personal reasons.
Really? Or even, what's her name said it was?
Gina?
No, the trans woman.
Gina?
No.
You're not allowed to say trans. They changed it. You're supposed to call them letter T's.
Oh, well, the letter T lady that is going to jail, you know, and turned into...
Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, and the other one, too.
What an ironic name.
Gertl Blomqvist?
Yeah, the other one that's on in another state to state. What's her name?
N-wordy Ann.
How come you didn't play any of the clip?
But what? If you read the Facebook comments, are hilarious.
What clip?
The one that somebody, you know.
Apparently I was reading some of the crazy, like, right-wing blogs on the Facebook, and Hillary, like, when they left the Oval Office, she stole $600 million in furniture and art in China.
Where do people get this shit?
I don't know.
Great.
And she hit men.
Great.
Yes.
Tomorrow, just come on and tumble out your head, which I did.
Girl.
What is... what is X working on?
I am having the flare-ups. And I know that eating anything is probably going to bother my stomach.
America is a place where all things are possible.
I'm addicted. You haven't done any work.
You know what white looks like.
Give me that feet.
Oh, you're, I accidentally showed a dick on Facebook.
You haven't done any work for that, Cheryl?
What are we talking about?
I have not.
Get it off the feet. I'm trying to figure out what X Dope is working on.
Give me that feet. X-Dope, he was making some sort of... I know it's not about me, because he never does anything about me.
I think it is, though.
He hates me.
Well, I'm obvious it's going to have Cheryl in it.
It's only about you or Cheryl.
Why is it not about me?
Because you already had a hit grunt.
Oh, somebody opened up the web page again.
Excuse me?
No, I did it on purpose. I turned off the mic. I'm erasing it the second this show ends.
Well, I had a wonderful time.
Me too. Thanks for
I think this was way better than Ustream.
Well, it was.
The chat is amazing.
Well, maybe next time we can try Periscopes.
Yeah, we'll try Periscope next. Make it
Boost is unavailable. Damn.
What?
Boost network's down.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Well, I'm glad we reached 608 people who ruined everyone's lives.
Are you willing to have Ruth Ginsburg on the Glam of Encounter?
No, because she said bad things about Trump.
Oh, well.
I find that upsetting. I'm in bad taste.
Ruth.
Ruth Bader Master.
Man.
Master Bader Ginsburg.
Man. Oh, she's evil.
The notorious RBG.
Who advised her, though?
Your mother would stink here in B.C.,
okay. She eats her soup out of needle buckets.
That's
right. I've got mountains of evidence. Literally rooms.
I've got four papers on Sylvia Brown.
I have a tight cunt.
In just 7 days I can make you a meh. I have a feeling, who's that trans that's in that Orange and the Black that's starring Rocky Horror?
Oh, Laverne Cox.
I have a feeling she's going to ruin it. But I hope I'm wrong. Do you think she's going to ruin it?
I think she's actually going to do good, but it is kind of weird. She's trans, but she's playing a transvestite. I have a feeling it's going to confuse some
It confuses me.
Straight people, if you know what I'm saying.
It confuses me, honey.
Like, they're going to say, oh, she's a transvestite, and I feel like the trans community is going to get upset. So.
Well, I think she's a transvestite.
But isn't the trans community always upset?
The trans community is always upset for they lack certain organs. Yep. What? That was funny. Need clips from that.
She sent them to you. She sent them to all three.
I know, but I don't. It's hard to open things.
What?
People send me stuff when I'm working and I can't listen to it. And then I'm like, where do I put it? In my Dropbox? And then I don't remember what I did with it. And then it's just over.
I'll send it to you, honey. Put it in the holder.
Yes. You're dumb, man.
Great grandfather was William Bradford.
Yeah, yeah.
What's That's your favorite kind of Girl Scout?
Bunch of N words.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
He goes, get the fuck out of my house. The script and have a track record, record and trip. I'm telling y'all the heck with how to get with the crazy, hairy, naked, wicked, crippled, drunken monkeys down back alley, freaky, ass, thick ass technique. So pick, it's about to get dick, just kick the eye wide open, don't let your eyeballs slip. The next step is the jet. Let's tell these niggas what's up, cause we get freaky, J. No, you can't get with me. Save yourself the trouble, step back, black, and don't even bother. Words so sharp and swift, they can't cough you like I'm your father. Hey, yo, who's on the microphone? Hey, yo, who's on the microphone? Hey, yo, who's on the microphone? Flow and get down with this. I'm pulling out my mic, spitting off some raps to this. I got a known rep, so son, you better slide out. Cause when I'm flipping, I'll be ripping your pride out. So-called gangsters play roles like in the movies. Ought to save that, get way back. You could never do me. I'm real as they come. I'll beat you numb with my vocal tones. Words hit like aluminum bats to your dome. No charges against me cause I'm jumping the lawman. Oh man, puncture cancel our plans as the invincible principal gang is getting bigger. Saying peace to the hamster, rolling with a bunch of niggas. Hoops on the microphone. Hey yo, hoops on the microphone. Hey yo, hoops on the microphone. I got my cruiser with the niggas, better leave us alone. Like, yo, beg your pardon. I put one to the head, now the funk set starting. Fine, so I headline for the public. Get mine, cause my rap subjects packed with potential, plus the versatile elements to quench your sense. I get down, so chill the mental. Rhyme pro, I'm Rob O, the super spectacular. Brown skin trooper from Africa, blowing up so it's impossible to fix. See the highlight and fly right and don't give a. I split when it's through and it's skip with the Guinness crew and give a shout out to my uptown crew. It's still a wreck. Hey, yo, hoops on the microphone. Hey, yo, hoops on the microphone. Hey, yo, hoops on the microphone. I got my cruiser with the niggas, better leave us alone. I bring drama like you spit on my mama. Cannibalistic like that nigga Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm a cat killer, girl stealer, coffin stealer, ex-drug dealer. Huh? When I hit you with the bomb of death, I leave nothing left. I pick you up so quick, they call me Biggie Smoke the Chef. My brother to my left, I'm not the type to fight. I'm blowing up quick like a stick of dynamite. So call 911. Well, my husband's getting mad. He wants to get him with a knife. Brought his girlfriend in here, and now she's pregnant with two kids. Brought his girlfriend in. Billy. Billy.
Hello, hi. Hello, hello. How you doing? Hi. Hello, hi. Hey, how you doing? Voltronic. What's the vibe? With the mad ultrasonic. The topic is the rocket. Wrecking niggas need to stop it. They need to stop. What's the name?
Bells.
You want some? Yes, I know you want the mother tongue. So you can juice up and emotionally get wicked. Stick it in your brain, you watch and they kick it. Ooh ha, yo, be bust a rock, they mugging. Never mugging, only loving and hugging my niggas.
I'm gonna pull my breath, sir. I'm not ashamed. And when else we get a ticket with a bunch of niggas. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I'm buckled, shoot the bonfire, man.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Hold on.
Bitch Tracy, guess what? Get money, my
bitches.
I don't want to be that ghetto.
was from when I just ready to die once. I feel like I was already dead, you know what I'm individual people, we waged a coastal beef. You know what I'm saying? One man against one man made a whole West Coast hate a whole East Coast and vice versa.